and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 20th of December, 2007. It's the anniversary of the Louisiana Purchase, 1803. $15 million, about 3 cents an acre, land which went from Montana all the way down to the port of New Orleans. It doubled the size of the country at that time. It's the birthday of the novelist Elizabeth Benedict, born in Hartford, 1954, author of The Beginner's Book of Dreams and other books. The poet and novelist and essayist Andrei Codrescu, born in the Carpathian Mountains of Romania, 1946, author of The Dog with a Chip in His Neck and The Muse is Always Half-Dressed in New Orleans. And it's the birthday of a writer with a very different background, the poet and novelist Sandra Cisneros, born in Chicago, 1954, to a Mexican father. Family often traveled from Chicago down to Mexico. Sandra Cisneros went off to college, studied English, went to the Iowa Writers' Workshop, where listening to her classmates describe their childhood homes one day, Sandra Cisneros realized she had grown up in a completely different world and set out to write about it in the voice of a girl named Esperanza Cordero, who grows up in the barrio and wants more than anything to live in a real house. And that became Cisneros' first novel, The House on Mango Street, which helped to make Sandra Cisneros one of the most popular Latina authors in America. Her most recent novel, Carmelo, came out in 2003. 1985, on this day, President Ronald Reagan signed a bill establishing an official poet laureate of the United States. It's the birthday of Hortense Kalischer, born in New York City, 1911, author of many books of fiction, short stories, novels, In the Absence of Angels, False Entry are two of them. And it's the birthday of the woman who broke the heart of William Butler Yeats, Maud Gonne, 6 feet tall with red hair. Yeats proposed to her shortly after he met her. He stayed a virgin until he was 31, hoping she would marry him. But she refused him over and over so she could devote herself to the cause of Irish independence. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Carolyn Kaiser, entitled Medicine for W.S., M.D. The practice of medicine is not what it was in my grandfather's time. I remember him telling me of weeks that went by when he would be paid only in chickens or only potatoes, of treating the families of striking miners in Montrose or Telluride who could not pay at all, of delivering babies, a total of 20, for a tribe of dirt farmers who paid one new-laid egg or a cup of spring water. After sweating, a breech berth, and twins at that, at 5 in the morning, it was mighty good water. When 50 years later he came back to the mountains, middle-aged babies ran up in the street crying, "Doc! Doc!" eyes streaming, tried to kiss his old hands. No, the practice of medicine is not what it was, but it has its moments. That morning in surgery, I regained consciousness a little too early and found the doctor kissing my hand, whispering, "It's all right, darling. You're going to live." A poem entitled Medicine by Carolyn Kaiser from her collection Cool, Calm, and Collected, Poems 1960 to 2000, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. and by Fox Home Entertainment, presenting Once, the tale of a serendipitous meeting on the streets of Dublin between an Irish busker and a poor Czech immigrant, sparking a bond that plays out in this music film on DVD now. Produced by Thomas Scheutzger and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.